Thursday, boy, shir 308. New perek. It's been a while. New perek. Perek Chof Gimel, a very famous capital in Tehillim, an opportunity to be able to try to get this capital klar. Mizmar LeDavid. So Rashi mentions again that whenever it says Mizmar LeDavid, it means he first played music. And then the Shekhinah was Sheira on him. So first it was Mizmar, and then it was LeDavid. Then he got the Shekhinah. So Mizmar LeDavid. Hashem Roi Loi Echsar. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is my Roya, and therefore I will never be a Chaser. I will never be missing. This Pasuk is the foundation of Emunah and Betachin. If I envision that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Roi, if I understand that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam takes care of me, Lo Yachzar, I'm never going to be missing. The more a person internalizes the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his Roya, a Roya doesn't mean just he gives you food. A Roya means a shepherd. He takes very, very good care of the sheep. Lo Yachzar, I'm never going to be missing. If I internalize Hashem Roya, I'm never going to be missing. The Evan Ezra gives a hakdama to this parak. He says, "Zeh ha-mizbar nichbad." This mizmar is very mechubedik. We say it in one of the most popular kapitlach in Telem. We say it shal shodis. We say it. You know, different people say it at different times, but it's a mizmar that's full of betachin. And he says that the David HaMelech is comparing himself to a seh that leans on its raya. And therefore, lo yachzar. Therefore, you're not going to be missing. Now, you could ask Akasha, as a person, so this is a really betachin question. Maybe, let's see, he is missing. Shlomo mentioned David HaMelech never was missing anything. Avshalom went off the derech. He wasn't missing. He didn't have a place to live. He was in the street. He wasn't missing. What does it mean, lo yachzar? So, Pashtus, the pshat is that he understands that everything comes from the Ben Shalom. And this is like the basic understanding of betachan. You're never a chaser. Whatever the Ben Shalom gives you is good. Alts is in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's, you know, maybe how you would read the pasuk kipshutei. But really, it goes much deeper than that. Like you mentioned many times, when a person has betachan, he's taken out a chaser. He's taken never a chaser. Why did David HaMelech experience tzaras? So we explained why David HaMelech, in the Betachan Shir, we explained it, why David HaMelech experienced Tzaris. He was on a different level of Betachan, a much higher level, and that's why he experienced Tzaris. But essentially, a person that has Betachan will never be a Chaser. He'll always have whatever he wants, whatever he needs. The higher the level, obviously, the more he'll have. But you have to go with an attitude of Hashem Roy. And if a person has an attitude that the Ben Shalom is taking care of me, he's my Roya, then lo yachzar. Then obviously, I will not be missing anything.